The Everything Apartments podcast is provided with support from the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles, better known as AGLA, serving residential landlords throughout Southern California through education and advocacy. Visit aagla.org. Welcome to the Everything Apartments podcast. I'm your host, Eric Christopher, and on this podcast, we discuss all topics of multifamily investments, from buying and financing properties, day-to-day operations and management, and also reinvestment strategies. As a broker and property manager here in Long Beach for now over 17 years, I get asked the question a lot, hey, what's going on in the market, or what's the latest news in the market? And so what I like to do a couple times a year is do kind of a market summary on what's been going on in the Long Beach apartment market, maybe some projections on where it's going. And we'll do that here in a brief episode, kind of get you up to speed on what's the latest news. So this market summary will have some good visuals. So hopefully you can get a look at the YouTube version of it if you're just listening. If you'd like that, just email me or text me and I can get you the link to that. And it's probably no surprise at this point that the interest rate environment that we've kind of moved into has sort of shown its effects all over the real estate market, from single family homes across apartments and commercial real estate. Obviously, we had some historic rates, let's say the period of 2015 to say 2020, sub 4% apartment rates for 5-year fixed loans. And I think everybody knew that was kind of a period of time that may not last forever. And sure enough, what we've done now is kind of overheated the economy, pumped a lot of money in from the federal level, and certainly it'd be no surprise when the inflation hit, and it has hit, changed the real estate market quite a bit as far as transaction volume and sales. And so now I think probably I'm not like, or unlike a lot of other people that are kind of wondering, hey, when are we going to get some cool off on these interest rates? Now, inflation was ticking down, and I know, you know, we're in an election year, and somehow, some way, magically, in an election year, we see lower rates, and everything wants to look really wonderful for the incumbent president. But what happened is, in the last 60 days or so, is inflation has ticked back up. So as much as the Fed wanted to lower the Fed funds rate, and that was a last week or so that they met and held rates at the basically the current level they wanted to, but if they did, there'd be a great chance that the inflation trend that we're on would sustain itself or even increase. So they sort of without any action took action to try to stave off the inflation. So for anyone who refied, say, 4 to 5 years ago, let's say an example, you refinanced in July of 2019 on a 5-year fixed rate loan, which is pretty common. That's going to hit the adjustable threshold in July of this year. So what I want you to do is pull out your loan paperwork and take a look at it. At some point in there, there's going to be a sheet that describes what the adjustable frequency is. How often can they increase your rate? One loan may be 0.5% per year. Another may be 1% per 6 months. Start taking a look at that and figuring out what is your payment going to go to in July of this year. And then if it's a 6-month reset, what does it look like in December? What you could refi right now, you're probably looking at about 7%. So if you're down in the 3.5% to 4% range, you may have a few resets ahead of you that you can absorb and still be below the market level. And what we're hoping will happen is, if you endure a couple of those resets into a higher rate, no harm in doing that, to buy some time to look for a new loan. So it's just a matter of how fast they'll raise it. Take a look at that. Just kind of be aware of what you're going to experience coming up when your loan resets. We'll get into a Long Beach apartment sales summary in just a minute. But first, I'll tell you about our firm, WSC Realty Advisors and WSC Property Management. WSC has been helping buyers, sellers, and managing properties in Long Beach for over 17 years now. Let's say you're tired of managing your property yourself, or you're just not getting the results you want from the current manager. And a lot of people have that and they just sort of live with it. Well, you don't need to. We can help you. WSC never wants to be the biggest management firm in Long Beach. We want to stay a little more agile and give you the quality that you want and deserve for what you're paying for. We can also help you if you're looking to acquire more units here, or maybe in an out-of-state exchange scenario. I just helped a friend who had sold a second home here in California, up in the mountains, actually, and they were actually transitioning to Texas. So with my contact network, I was able to find them a lovely fourplex down in Galveston. They're going down to the Gulf Coast region in Galveston, Texas, and I can help you do that as well in different states. I've got a pretty good network set up. Visit wsc-pm.com. Call, text, or email us. All that's in the show notes. And if you're watching this on YouTube, obviously it's right over my shoulder. Mention the Everything Apartments podcast and get your first 2 months of management absolutely free. Whatever your challenge with your property, WSC has a solution. Now let's take a look what's going on in the actual sales market here in Long Beach. So as I mentioned, I track every single sale that's gone on in Long Beach, 5+ units since 2010, and then the 3 and 4 units from approximately 2020 when a client was really looking for one of those. And I said, well, might as well track those too. There's a lot of activity in that market. This is the 5+ unit sales trend. So as you can see, you know, I've got since 2015, maybe a little exhaustive, but I like to show off my data. Look at the kind of transaction volume we're seeing across the city. This is citywide from 2015, and the peak hit about 2018. We peaked out at 234 buildings sold in 2018. Then we saw a pretty sizable reduction in 2019. And then of course, 2020 hits February and we shut the world down. Surprisingly enough, that was sort of a bit of a short-term interruption in the market, but you can kind of see that 98 sales in 2020 probably would have been up somewhere in the high 120s, maybe somewhere between the 150 and the 129, just in order to kind of keep, you know, that trend that has begun to now swing downward. 2020 slowed way down. And obviously, 23 with the interest rates went down again from there. So obviously, we're just in the end of the first quarter in 2024 for that. So that number doesn't really apply too heavily. But what I like to do is put a rolling 6 months. So wherever we are in the year, it's looking at the sales that have happened in the prior 6 months. We kind of get a bit of a trend analysis on that, whereby if we say, okay, the last rolling 6 months is 30 sales. So if we simply doubled that, we'd be at about where we were in 2023. And I would imagine without much change in interest rates, that's probably where we'll track at as far as number of sales. Now, the other thing I have on here, the Dodger blue colored line, is the price per square foot. Interestingly enough, even as the volume started to sort of naturally tail off 2019, 2020, even through 2021, we were still increasing on price per foot across the city. We don't see that inflect until about 2022. And then we see a bit of a downtrend, which has kind of been exacerbated by the interest rate increases. Now, one thing I want to point out is this is a little limited in it is citywide. Now, the splits of each zip code in a per year average of sales, it does run about the same, but this data can be affected by, like, on a price per square foot basis. Well, what if a bunch of more buildings sold in Belmont Shore than, say, North Long Beach, where the prices are a little less? So that's duly noted. And that's why what I'm going to do next is I'm going to show you the most active zip code in Long Beach. I'm going to use the 90813 zip code. 90813 registers on average the most sales based on a zip code in the city of Long Beach. So it's a good statistical place to represent. So here's the sales trend for the 90813 zip code. We can see that the sales volume kind of peaked out in 2017. Not too far behind in 2018, but then we did see 19 starting to show a downtrend. 2020 with the little COVID slowdown should have been probably up above 33 sales or so. And then we've seen a further downtrend since then, only registering 10 sales in 2023. If we do two times a 6 month rolling average, we'd be at about 14 this year. What's going on in the price per square foot in the last 5 or so years? As you can see, we peaked out in 2021, and then there has been a gradual reduction in price per foot in the 90813 zip code since then. So what we're seeing, let's compare that 2024 number to the rolling 6 months number, so that basically that rolling six number takes into account the fourth quarter of 2023 and the first quarter of 2024. And you can see it again has reduced down, and that's almost all attributable to the interest rates that we're experiencing now. So we just looked at one zip code today, but certainly I analyzed the market using all of them. Let's say you have a building in a different zip code. I've got the equivalent information from that zip code. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a listing proposal on a building in the 90813, but it's on the edge of the next one to the east, which is 90804. So I can cobble together the most relevant group of comparables. This is a 1920s courtyard building like you see all around. I would end up using comparables from two different zip codes because it's very much applicable. So what I'm saying is I've got information for any neighborhood, any zip code in Long Beach, and I can help you with that. Certainly reach out to me, and I'd be glad to share how your building fits into the universe. I'm keeping my ear to the ground and just kind of predict trend on where prices will go and just doing that whole amount of analysis to help you. This has been the Everything Apartments podcast. I'm your host, Eric Christopher. Stay tuned for our next episode where we're going to be discussing cash for keys negotiations with your tenants. And oh boy, if you can use a cash for keys to get a tenant out of your building, it saves so much more time and money than a traditional eviction. So you want to listen to that. Thank you again for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.